covenants and covenants and covenants. That is, God promises and God promises and God promises to be with us and for us. God prays again and again, and God wants this promise to be written on our hearts. Even stronger, if I read between the lines in that text, it says, I will write it on their hearts. Can you see your heart delicately held in God's hand? God's love language tattooed, written all over it, placed within you to beat and beat and beat again and again for God and with God. That right there is a God prayer and a God vision for us as God's children. God's prayer, God's vision for us as God's children. Well, throughout my life, I have come to see how so often what we think about God, such as who God is, what God does, this shapes and forms how we relate to our world around us, to one another, and yes, to Jesus. It at times affects the decisions that we make, both knowingly and maybe subconsciously at some level. And of course, there are times that we remove God's voice and prayer and vision and strike out on our own with our own reckless abandon, saying, you know, God, that sounds all well and good, but it certainly doesn't apply to this, whatever our current this is, the this that we might not want God to be involved with. Well, for God's people, they knew well the first commandment, you shall not have any other gods before you. And yet that gift, that hedge of protection that was there to help them navigate a good and meaningful shared life, it was kicked to the curb. And they would often forget it so easily. Not once or twice, but a trillion times within humanity, we forget. And so God recovenants because we mess it up. And God, even as far goes to the length to make ourselves more into what God would want us to be, but we turn ourselves into what we want to be. We worship ourselves, our wants, and our needs. And God prays, please, 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 live anew. Live differently. Live in ways that I will teach and I will show to you. Don't fall into the traps set for you, but know my heart. Know God's heart that beats within you. Well, with God's heart within us, beating strong with faith and hope and love, we can imagine a new world right now, a world where hate is actually extinguished, where real human needs are met, where radically inclusive multicultural community can be embraced and experimented with and actually lived, where the planet is nurtured and tended to like a sacred garden, and where humanity, you and me, bear the true likeness of our Creator. Ah, can you imagine a world like this? Can you imagine your life like this? What some would say, well, not until. And there's a whole list of requirements, of course, for then that to be realized. Because we all have our untils, right? Examples would be, I won't forgive her until she is truly sorry. But until then, I will hold a grudge and I'll remind her about it. I won't be happy until I get that job promotion or that pat on the back, and until then I'll walk around bitter and angry. I won't know true love until I change into what they want me to be, and so I'll be miserable in trying to be somebody I'm not. I won't be accepted by God until I get my life right. We won't have a better world until those people change. And we won't change until those people meet our conditions. All kinds of untils. What are your untils? And how is God speaking into that space with you? How is God's covenant, God's love language of life and love abundant, moving you beyond those in-between spaces? You see, God does not desire that we miss out on this life right here and right now. These moments that we are given, these breaths that we are given, and God doesn't want us sitting around pining away about our untils. Now matters. Right here, right now, really matters. Well, I see the imagination of moving beyond the until moments we see through our John reading today. When the Greeks show up and say, "We want to see Jesus." Ah, church, how refreshing. We want to see Jesus. Will you say that wherever you are right now? We want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. This reminds me of the song we would sing at summer camp as a kid. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Jesus responds to this request that they have. And he says, if you do want to see me, if you really want to see me, then you're going to see me die. To give up myself, my ego, my pride, my selfish, wanton desires. For the sake of the whole, for you all. The single grain Jesus planted into the soil of every life, this planet, to bear Jesus' fruit a trillion times over. If you want to see me, then yes. Yes, I will go down to the grave. I will be laid low, and it will appear as though my light has been extinguished, but it will be birthed again from the lowest of places, a tomb of death to a full movement of life. You will have to live in that in-between space from Friday to Sunday, my Saturday, my until will make all the difference in the world. It's a change. Until I'm raised up, it will seem like death has the last word. Until the stone has been rolled back, it will seem that power and violence rule and win the day. Until the angels speak out and the women tell of the story, you will live locked up by your own fears. Until you see my pierced hands and pierced side, you will be trapped by the limits of your mind. Until you come to really know me, your ego and your pride will destroy most, if not all, that I have given unto you. Ah, and here we are, fast forwarded 2,000 plus years, and Jesus has moved from the until and into the now. His life and love daily freeing us to get after it, to truly live. God's heart always beating within us. A soul-moving reminder of God's heart beating within us in many forms and in many ways. It's all around. And one that I want to share with you today comes from the words of Daniel Laporte via Mary Standing Otter. And I think these words speak of the life that is found in the moment, in the now, no longer waiting for an until. Here are those words. Right now, there are Tibetan Buddhist monks in a temple in the Himalayas, endlessly reciting mantras for the cessation of your suffering and for the flourishing of your happiness. someone you haven't met yet is already dreaming of adoring you. Someone is writing a book that you will read in the next 2 years that will change how you look at life. Nuns in the Alps are in an endless vigil, praying for the Holy Spirit to light the hearts of all God's children. A farmer is looking at his organic crops and whispering, "Nourish them." Someone is willing to lend you money, wants to know what your favorite food is, and treat you to a movie. Someone in your orbit has something immensely valuable to give you for free. Something is being invented this year that will change how your generation lives, communicates, heals, and passes on. The next great song is being rehearsed. Millions of children are assuming that everything is amazing and will always be that way. Someone is in profound pain, and a few months from now, they will be thriving like never before. From where they are right now, though, they just can't quite see it. Someone who is craving to be partnered, to be acknowledged, to arrive, will get precisely what they want, and even more. And because that gift will be so fantastical in its rich and sweetness, it will quite magically alter their memory of the angsty longing and render it all so worth the wait. Someone has recently cracked open their joyous, genuine nature because they did the hard work of hauling years of oppression off their psyche. And someone just this second wished for world peace in earnest. Some civil servant is making sure that you get your mail and that your garbage is picked up, that trains are running on time, and that you are generally safe. Someone is dedicating their days to protecting your civil liberties and clean drinking water. Someone is regaining their sanity. Someone is coming back from the dead. Someone is genuinely forgiving the seemingly unforgivable. Someone is curing the incurable. You, me, some, one, now. Yes, God praying for us with gifts of amazing grace, where we can respond with all that we can really say. We want to see Jesus. Yes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. May you see, really see this crucified yet raised Jesus and live, truly live. And God's people out there say, Amen.